You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Each year, playwrights from all over the country hope their scripts are accepted into the Colorado New Play Summit, but only a handful are chosen. And the Denver Center Theater Company has announced its picks for this year. CPR's Elaine Grant spoke with Bruce Seavey, Director of New Play Development.
Welcome, Bruce.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
There are a lot of ways to choose new plays. Tell me how your team does it.
Well, I would say the primary way we get plays is they're sent to us by various literary agents around the country. Most of them are based in New York, but some in Chicago and Los Angeles.
How many?
Oh, gosh. The last time we counted, it was like 500.
And, wow.
Yeah. You know, we used to accept completely unsolicited or unagented scripts, and we eventually had to sort of trim that down because we were getting in excess of 1,000, you know. Just the sheer logistics of reading that many scripts, you know, became daunting. So we feel like we've got a sort of good way of approaching it. We also receive scripts from playwrights in Rocky Mountain states, which we consider from, if you sort of draw the map from Montana and Idaho and work your way down to Arizona and New Mexico, those people can send scripts to us, whether they have an agent or not. And then a big part of what I do, and there's a team of us who work in the literary department. We go around the country to various new play festivals that are happening all over to familiarize ourselves with other playwrights and see play readings at other places and keep tabs on that. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to Washington, D.C. for the National New Play Network is having a conference there, and I'll see 8 readings of plays while I'm there. Plus, the Australian Embassy is hosting a thing for some Australian playwrights they've brought over to be part of this thing. So,
how do you choose? Are you looking for just the best crafted plays? Do you have a theme this year? What are your criteria?
Primarily, we're always looking for the best, what jumps off the page for us. We try not to come in with any preconceived notions of, oh, it needs to be about Colorado or the Rocky Mountains or anything along that line. We just want to see what the writers are writing. And there's a lot of writing going on, playwriting going on in the country right now. It's sort of extraordinary time. And so as a result, our the types of plays we get and that we choose are remarkable and diverse in terms of style, content, the way the play is engineered, if you will, and which I think is great.
Why is it such a flourishing time for new plays right now, do you think?
Well, it's a good question. I think that there's been an increase in new play centers around the country, including ours. You know, I think there's a lot more opportunity now for playwrights to get their plays developed and read and produced even more. That's something that's really changed in the last, I'd say, 15 years. And I think there are more playwriting programs, master's degree playwriting programs at various universities around the country that are quite good and are producing some really viable and fascinating, terrific new playwrights.
You give them staged readings. I assume that means actors are sitting on stools. There are no sets, no costumes.
Yeah. The readings are music stand readings is what we call them. These are productions. We bring in the playwright, a dramaturg and a director, and a cast that we assemble for each of these plays, and there'll be 5 this year. And we give them rehearsal time. Some will have 2 weeks, and some will have 1 week, depending on the nature of the show and its complications, how much development we feel like it needs. The focus is mainly on the script. And so the playwright is revising continually throughout that process. And each play gets 2 readings. And sometimes we have revisions between those 2 readings as well. Often the actors for the second reading are handed 20, 40 new pages that they'll be reading, you know, in front of a live audience. So it's a very exciting and very dynamic 2 weeks. It's one of the highlights, I would say, of what we do at the Denver Center Theater Company.
How much time elapses between the first reading and the second reading?
A day.
So
less than 24 hours.
These actors might be dealing with these 40 new pages in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it takes a very special skill as an actor to do readings. You kind of get used to just jumping in and, you know, trusting and whatever, you know, because you just, you know, sometimes you're reading completely new stuff.
I'm curious to know, are there any typical problems that you discover during a staged reading? The purpose is to help the playwright improve the play. So what kinds of things come up?
It really varies. The types of things can be in terms of clarity of story. Sometimes entire characters are dropped out and a new sort of character is put in. You know, sometimes the changes can be significant.
I would not have guessed that. I would have guessed, you know, somewhat more subtle than that, a little
sure.
easier. Yeah.
Well, one of the plays we're doing, for instance, The Best in Between by Laura Neeson is one of the plays we commissioned. But we did a reading of it up at Perry Mansfield in Steamboat Springs, which is a great place, by the way, if you ever get up in that area. It's just beautiful. And they have this in the middle of the summer. They have a new play festival. And we've been participating in that for about 5 or 6 years now, I think. Uh-huh. And we took Laura's play up there. So it had a week up there with actors that we brought in and a director and dramaturg. And so she was already able to do quite a bit of work on that and significantly rewrote major sections of it. Now we're doing another developmental reading of it as part of our summit this year. And so I imagine that it'll be more fine-tuning happening in that, I suspect. Although you never know. You know, sometimes the playwright suddenly gets an inspiration and goes, oh my gosh, now I know what I need to do with that scene.
And the audience is feeding into that too, right?
Yes, very much so. I mean, that's a big part of it. And we have a terrific audience for this event. You know, we've sort of developed a little, I don't want to say cult, that has the wrong connotation, but a following anyway of people who are very excited about this and find it sort of wonderful that they'll come to the first reading. Then afterwards, they'll be seeing the playwright and the actors around. You know, we have a lot of meals associated with this event. So there's a great sort of contact and interaction between the audience and the creative teams that you don't get normally, you know, when you just come see a show at our theater.
We're talking with Bruce Seavey of the Denver Center Theater about the theater's upcoming New Play Summit and how he and his colleagues sifted through hundreds of submissions to choose just 5 that will have staged readings in February. So I'm dying to hear about this year's choices. Let's talk about one with ties to Colorado that you did commission, I believe,
yes.
Just Like Us. Playwright Karen Zacharias adapted this play from Colorado First Lady Helen Thorpe's nonfiction book of the same name. It's about 4 Latina teenagers from Denver, deals with immigration. What were the playwright's challenges in developing a nonfiction book into something we want to watch on stage?
It's a great question, and it is very challenging, I would say. Helen's book has a very wide tapestry in terms of all the different elements of this story. It starts out, as you say, with 4 Latino women who are going from high school into college. In the first scene, we meet them going to their prom. We find out that some of them are undocumented, and others are legal. It gets into some issues about the Dream Act, which seems to be getting some traction again. So I think we'll see with this, you know, what's going to happen with the second term of Obama. So it's a very wide tapestry. So the challenge for the playwright, for Karen, was to figure out how to get this all into a 2-hour evening of theater and to make it dramatic. And of course, whenever you do an adaptation of something that's this big, the question is always, what do you leave out? And still tell the story. So that's a very interesting process that's been and continues to this day. I think it's still going on.
There's another play that really looks like fun in the New Play Summit. It's called The Legend of Georgia McBride. This one's about a young guy who is fired from his gig as an Elvis impersonator in a rundown small town Florida bar. There's a drag queen involved. What was it about this play that made you choose it?
Well, this one really jumped off the page. It's very joyful and very fun. It's got a lighthearted quality, which, you know, we all responded to, I think. And Matthew Lopez is a very up-and-coming playwright right now. I think he's the most produced playwright this year in America. So we're very excited about establishing a relationship with him. And this play is just a whole lot of fun. I don't want to give too much away about what happens, but your what you read, I think, gives us a sort of taste.
Bruce, how has the New Play Summit changed over its 8 years of existence?
Yeah, when we first started, we had 3 plays. They each got 1 reading. It was just that we could only do a week long of rehearsals. And so it's really expanded over time. And I think at first, too, a lot of our audience members weren't quite sure what this thing was. There's always been new play development at the Denver Center, but we kind of moved new play development to the center of the artistic mission of the theater. And this new play festival took on a different form than it had in previous years. More time, more energy, more resources devoted to it. Over the years now, we've expanded quite a bit. Our audience has grown substantially so that we've had to add more readings of the plays basically to fill that demand, which is great. We're so excited to be in Denver and have it become this place where people are really excited about new work. You know, if you kind of look around the cultural landscape outside of the Denver Center as well, there's been a lot more new play activity at some of the other theaters in Denver and in Colorado. It's really taking off. I just heard from the new artistic director at Creed Rep in Creed, Colorado, and they're starting a new play festival as well. So it's, we hope that we've sort of been a pebble in the water on that, you know, and that the spread is certainly happening. And I would add to that, what really distinguishes ours is that we are taking these not only through readings, but into production. For instance, this year we are producing three of the plays that we had in our festival last year.
Thank you so much, Bruce, for coming in.
I had a wonderful time.
Bruce Seavey is Associate Artistic Director and Director of New Play Development at the Denver Center Theater Company. He spoke with Elaine Grant. The New Play Summit will take place February 8th through 10th. You can see a list of the works they've just announced at cpr.org. I'm Ryan Warner. That's Colorado Matters for today from Colorado Public Radio.